Prologue. I woke up to the feeling of someone poking my cheek. Through half-open eyes, I saw a familiar ceiling. The lighting was dim and gentle. I tried moving my head to escape the prodding finger, but no dice. My tormentor continued to poke me with deadly precision. At last, I gave up, opened my eyes, and turned to face the perpetrator. "Morning," I muttered.
"Good morning."
The perp was none other than Elma. She must have been enjoying herself, because she flashed a Cheshire grin at me. What's with the smirk?
"Just thinking about how cute and innocent even a mercenary like you looks when you're asleep."
"Give me a break." Maybe I wasn't the most rugged-looking dude, but I didn't think I was baby-faced either. I'd heard that Asians often looked young to Westerners, though. Maybe that was how Elma saw me. "I guess I'm just a little boy to an old lady like you, big sister," I said sarcastically. I sat up and stifled a yawn. Elma looked like a girl in her teens or early 20s, but her pointed ears gave her away as an elf. I didn't know her exact age, but she was at least twice as old as me. To someone like her, a guy who hadn't even hit 30 probably seemed like a kid. Elma didn't answer. I looked over to see her face frozen in a startled expression. What? I'd just been saying what she was already thinking, right? It couldn't have been a surprise.
Nothing. Nope, nothing. Get up already.
Blushing, Elma whipped around and hurried out of the room. All I could do is watch in confusion. What was that all about? I had zero idea what had gotten into that elf.
"What'd you do to Elma, hon?"
The tiny redhead across the table from me looked like a little girl. Hard to believe we were the same age.
"You getting a scrap?"
"Not really." After a shower, I'd headed to the dining lounge for breakfast. It was my usual morning routine, but I noticed that Elma was avoiding me at every turn. Every time she saw me, she ducked out of the way. A blue-haired girl nearly identical to the redhead pressed me.
"I saw her go into your room to wake you up. What happened in there?"
Tina and Wiska were twin sisters. They looked young because they weren't boring old humans, but dwarves. Despite their shrimpy size, they were much stronger than a human man. Anyone who screwed with them, thinking they were just kids, was in for a world of hurt. I mean, I don't think I said or did anything to make her mad. She was poking me in the face and teasing me about looking cute, so I was like, "I guess I'm just a little boy to an old lady like you, big sister."
Huh.
Come on. Is that something to get ticked off over? Thinking it over, maybe I shouldn't have made the crack about her age, but she wasn't the type to get upset over something like that. The twins hadn't known her as long as I had, but they had to know that much at least. Tina frowned.
"Isn't Elma the youngest in her family?"
Wiska clasped her hands in recognition.
"Ah, yes, you're right."
That was true, I recalled. Elma had an older brother and sister, but no younger siblings.
"That could explain it," said Wiska. "She's not used to being called older sister."
"Huh? Is that a thing?" I was more baffled than ever. Was this some kind of gap-mo thing for Elma? Nah. There's no way, right?
"Don't worry about it," Tina assured me. "She'll snap out of it once we land."
"Yeah, okay. We should be there any minute." We'd nearly reached our destination, the Leofol system, mother system to the elves. I entered the cockpit of the Black Lotus. "Morning, you two."
"Morning, Master Hero."
"Good morning to you, Master."
The brunette who called me Master Hero was Mimi.